James B. Stewart writes the Common Sense column in the Business Day section of the Saturday New York Times, and he joins us each week here to discuss matters of economy on WQXR. North Carolinians recently voted into effect a measure stating that marriage is an institution solely for one man and one woman. In fact, 3/5 of the states in our republic now ban gay marriage. What does this have to do with the economy? Well, North Carolina and Texas and Virginia, which also ban gay marriage, are among states voted best places to do business, while gay marriage-tolerant places like New York and Massachusetts rank near the bottom of the list of business-friendly states. It would seem, then, Jim, that corporations are on the traditional side of this issue. But you assert that these gay marriage bans are actually bad for business. Evidence, please.
I did discover this fascinating correlation that the cities with the highest concentration of gay populations are also among the fastest-growing, particularly high-tech centers in the country. It's a community that grows up around gay people who want to be in an environment that they feel is tolerant, that encourages creativity, where new ideas are welcomed, and where innovation flourishes. And there does seem to be this very high correlation for this kind of person with concentrations of a gay population, and that group does seem to be affected by the gay marriage issue.
There's also some difference between the public perception. Lots of corporations didn't make a statement at all about the gay marriage amendment in North Carolina, and what the leaders of these companies will tell you privately.
The chief executive, Duke Energy, one of the very large companies there, he made a very eloquent speech saying we should not support this amendment. He was very tolerant. He was making the case that we want to be a place that welcomes gay people. But Duke Energy would not do anything. And it's a very divisive issue down there, and no business leader wanted to put their company behind it. Like it or not, for people who are trying to turn their backs on gay marriage, it correlates with a lot of other attitudes that outsiders do not find attractive. And this may seem destabilizing to people who've been in small communities that haven't changed in many years, but the fact is change has been thrust upon us by the modern world, and I like it or not, I think it's something that people are going to have to get used to and hopefully embrace.
James B. Stewart writes the Common Sense column in the Business Day section of the Saturday New York Times. He joins us each week here to discuss matters of economy on WQXR.